This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Hey there, pretty excited about the weekend. My name is Brandt, and producer Sherry is here too. We're so glad that you have joined us. If you ever want to jump in, you got something to say that's really encouraging for the show.
And uplifting.
And uplifting. 855-90-BRANT. And if you're like, well, Brandt, do you just not want to hear complaints? No, I don't. 855-90.
Putting all your cards out there on the table.
It's all out there on the table. Hey, some good news for you. Good news. This is really important news, actually. You'll never see it on the newscast, but it's really good and important news. And that is this. If you are having some problems, it's not necessarily your fault. God's not necessarily punishing you for being a bad person. You may have noticed, let me remind you of something, because a lot of people forget about this. They get into this thing where it's like, well, if you're living in victory, then you'll never, and these good things will happen, and then you'll be rich, and you'll, okay, Jesus lived a perfectly good life and wasn't rich, and went through some really hard times, and had some major troubles. If you're going through troubles, let's say you just got a bad diagnosis, the temptation is to go, oh, what is, God's abandoned me, he doesn't love me, it's something I did, I know it, I'm being punished. That's our like natural human bent. That's the way like every culture, most religions have operated since the beginning of time, because we want to think we're responsible for everything. But Jesus' life shows us it's not true. It's not true. You will go through troubles, and it doesn't mean that he's abandoned you at all. Not at all. An awful lot of guys, especially young men, come up to me and they're like, Brandt, where did you learn these social skills? Where did the smoothness come from? And it's been a long road. I'll be honest with you. I didn't start this way. What's happened is, here's the key, if you want to know, I arm myself with facts. And that way, when I'm in a social setting, I can use a fact to grease the skids for...
Great conversation.
Great conversation. Yes. So let's role play here. I'll show you how to do this. Imagine us, we like to do this from time to time.
Sure.
Imagine we're at a business luncheon and we're at the table thing.
Okay.
Where they have like a baby carrots, celery, that kind of stuff.
Right.
A little celery with a little dip.
Yes.
I don't use the dip.
Okay.
But okay, and then let's see, some music. Need some music here too.
Yeah,
about good. something like this.
Okay. Okay, that sets the atmosphere.
Okay, so again, understand, I come with a fact that's fascinating, and it draws people into conversation.
Okay.
So Sherry's up there. She sees me walk up to the table where they have
Brandt,
the paper plates.
How's everything going? How's Carolyn and the kids?
I'm 5'10", but at night, I am 1 centimeter shorter. Why? Because my cartilage has compressed throughout the day. My cartilage connects my bones. And then the conversation goes...
Brandt.
The conversation goes from there. It takes off.
The conversation.
If I had a willing participant in my role play.
I am willing.
That's fascinating.
It's not a real conversation, though. I asked you how you were and how your wife and kids were. So cartilage is not the best
how
response.
How am I? My cartilage shrinks overnight.
And so does your wife's.
So you just don't want to. You say you want an answer, but then you don't. So I don't know. Guys, I don't know what to do with this, honestly. The greatest piece of advice ever for someone getting a new job. I have it. I have secured it, and I'm going to pass it along to you on the radio. And I just read it, and I thought, oh my goodness, that's the best piece of advice I've ever read about any new job.
Okay.
And I don't want to give it to you right now.
What?
Because need you want to gather people around for this.
We're
so
here.
Tell your friends, coworkers. This is not going to be one of those things where it's like, oh, you just trolled us. That was a joke. This is a great piece of advice. Like any new job ever, I would say, best thing you could learn going into it. Best thing ever. So
can
we're
you
gonna,
tell us?
We're going to talk about it coming up. The next time you hear us talking, we'll be talking about it. And it's going to be so good. So gather friends. It's like the... Back when Franklin Delano Roosevelt did the fireside chats, people would gather around
That's
the radio.
True. But the issue with this is if you build the hype so much, then you really, the payoff when you talk about it's going to be have to be really good. You understand
it's
that,
It's going to be
right?
really, really good.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, you will say, you know what? Here's what exactly what you'll say. You know what, Brandt Hanson? That wasn't too bad. That's how she'll put it.
All right, let's
this
see.
This is really good advice. You're going to want this. Okay, it's gonna pay off. Are you ready for this?
So ready.
We teased this. That's broadcasting speak. And that means that...
We let you know what we're gonna talk about coming up next.
Yeah, in hopes that you would be curious.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, it was true. What I was saying was true.
Okay.
This is the best piece of advice going into a new job you could ever have.
All right.
Okay, here's what I read. This was not original to me. Some business expert or whatever. He said, ask what the unwritten rules are when you get there. Talk to somebody who's been there a while and say, tell me about the unwritten rules. Things we're never supposed to say. Things we're not supposed to challenge. Sacred cows. Things that people are really nervous about. Tell me that stuff now.
Wow.
Isn't that good advice?
That is good.
Because we've all run into this. Anybody who's had several jobs, you know what I'm talking about. They're like, oh, we want you to innovate and ask questions and ask the, you know, we want you to get in here. And then you get in there and start doing that. Like, whoa, 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 whoa,
slow
whoa.
Slow down. You're doing
not
too much.
Not that. Oh.
That's so true.
So it's just landmine after landmine. And this is not, and I tell you this too, because if you feel like that, well, that's just my job. That's pretty much every job I've ever had. Probably everyone you've ever had, Sherry.
Yes, there are unspoken rules, and you do need to know those ahead of time.
Right. And it may even be that the mission statement, I mean, I've just experienced that before, really isn't the mission statement.
Right.
I mean, we got that on the wall, but, you know, come on. All right. Wink, wink, nod, nod. It's stuff like that. But if you talk to somebody ahead of time, it will help save you a lot of pain of experience, again, going from landmine to landmine. I thought that was really good advice.
It is.
I told you.
Good
Say
job,
it.
Brant
Say
Hansen.
It. There
that
we
was,
go.
Yeah,
I knew
that
it.
Was... That was good. Very
See?
Good.
I knew she'd say good job, Brant Hansen. Even used my whole name. I predicted that. Friday is such a wonderful day. I love Friday because... Whoa. I've just been handed a breaking news item. This has to do with animals. It's breaking animal news
okay.
to let you know about. Check this out. They did this study about alligators and crocodiles, right?
Okay.
They found out that they eat these really big stones. Why? I mean, it's kind of a mystery. Why would they do that?
Mm-hmm.
Just big stones. Like, just eat a big stone.
Okay, we
swallow
got it.
Yes. And it stays there for the rest of their lives.
Okay.
Why would they do that? They found out why. They're actually using them as ballast to help them dive when they're in the water. So they are literally thinking, hey, there's a big rock.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been diving really well lately.
Yeah.
I float a little too much. Swallow that big rock and maybe that'll help me. Oh, it did. Let me get another one.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. And I think the obvious question would be, how do we know what a crocodile or an alligator is thinking? They're reasoning behind something.
That's just it. That's what's so amazing about it.
Brant, what's the answer to that question?
That they were somehow able to communicate to us. This is why we're eating these big stones, because we were wondering about it. But it actually helps them dive. Otherwise, there's no other explanation.
I'm sure that that is a help, but we can't ascribe reason to
okay,
them.
Okay, this is what's weird. It's supposed to be a news desk. It turns into like one of those debate sets where it's like I'm over here and then
crossfire,
you're over there. And then
they're,
yeah,
it's crossfire.
Not supposed to be crossfire. Just accept the awesome alligator fact and make a great day out of it. Somebody was thinking creatively when they came up with this way of taking care of medical bills. It's called MediShare. You could save thousands of dollars doing this. Now they offer vision and dental. As well. So again, this could be a great thing for you or your family to save you tons of money. And it's a creative, out-of-the-box solution for this sort of thing. If you want to find out more about MediShare or finding out about how they work with Cure, whom we're very passionate about, you can go online or you can call them.
Yeah, it's biblicalhealthcare.com or you can call 855-772-5699.
We humans, we don't change much. I mean, individually we can, but over time, you ever read the classics? I mean, like the Greeks, they ever really read? Probably not. You don't care. In fact, your opinion of me is just taking a dive. They even brought it up because nobody cares.
No, but it's going to make sense.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Check me out on this.
Okay.
All
ready,
right. Here's where
ready.
I'm going.
Uh-huh.
Guy wrote this 1600 years ago. This is Augustine. He wrote... Pretty, no, that's another thing that I wrote. He wrote, I started reading the whole thing. He didn't start with pretty sure that.
Not Augustine.
That's
maybe other contemporaries, but
forget
not him.
Forget that. That was a tweet that I wrote. Okay. Augustine wrote, people love truth when it shines warmly on them.
but they hate it when it rebukes them.
Wow.
Exactly. 1600 years ago. This is a constant thing of human nature, is we like it when people tell us things that confirm what we like. And we hate it if we have to encounter something that doesn't affirm what we already wanted to think. I mean, this is how TV news makes its money.
That's true.
This is how commentators make their money. You can lose everything, by the way, if you're a TV news network and you start going, oh, but here's the other side. It's like, well, see ya. I mean, this is
we're not interested in the other side.
It is just human nature. And it's that alone is kind of a rebuke to me, because I want to be the kind of person, hopefully I'll get there, that doesn't recoil from somebody telling me something that's true that I don't like. Like, what can I learn from it? Can I be a humble enough person? Can I be secure enough as a man to actually say, yeah, there might be something to that? Whoa. AAA just did a study about our driving habits, and they found out, where's my drum roll for this? There we go. They commissioned this study nationwide, found out, and I hope you're sitting down here.
It's shocking. Shocking news.
Yeah. I think. Okay. Brace yourself. Gird yourself. They found out rural drivers, if you live in the rural areas, tend to drive more than the people who live in the city.
You're kidding me.
13,029 miles to 10,571. So they released a press release, and I guess it'll just be from here. You know, we'll just have to deal with the fallout from what they've discovered, and probably multiple press conferences, and
thank goodness we have AAA to unpack that.
Yeah, you know
for
what,
us.
You guys, thank you. From here, we'll take it from here. We'll try to figure out why this is happening. Why? Here's some entertainment news, but it may be your next job if you're interested. They're looking for a new co-host for Kelly Ripa?
Oh, they're still doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since Michael Strahan's still gone, they want somebody to come in there and be on with her.
Okay.
And so you can actually try out if you want. I guess they want a guy, I'm guessing, but I don't know.
Well, it's, what you about can, you?
Can never do that. I realized that when I was watching. They would have it on at the gym.
Yeah.
And I never heard it, but I just saw it
up
there.
You see them sitting there with their coffee cups, and they're smiling and laughing and having
a good
time.
Not only are they smiling and laughing, but they're very huggy.
Okay.
There's a lot of hugging going on. There's a lot of just, you know, paw on each other's shoulder.
Not pawing.
Just when then the guests would come in and a big hug and kiss.
You can't get used to that?
No.
Well, maybe you can establish a new norm. So maybe you high-five guests or high-five Kelly Ripa. No.
My body language. Did I tell you about that? I can't remember if I told you, but I was on a morning show on a local TV station in Florida where they thought, hey, this guy could do this.
Because they heard you on the radio.
Yeah, it was just like that.
Okay.
And the lady was real nice, so it's a lady and me, and they had to sit really unnaturally close to each other, which it's just because it's TV, I guess.
Please
they do that.
Please tell me there's footage of this.
There is. I have a VHS tape of it somewhere. But I was leaning, and I didn't even realize it. I was leaning so far away from her, like my entire body was way far away. And she was acting real natural.
Right.
I was just like, I don't sit this close to people. And the whole thing was an hour long of this guy does not want to be here.
Oh, man, that's so entertaining. Please apply for this job.
Yeah,
I think Kelly and Brandt.
Yeah. You know what? It might be a good thing.
Yeah.
It might fly. Like, here's a guy that doesn't want to be here. Kelly and...
The guy that doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, the guy that doesn't want to be here show. I was a co-host on a morning show on TV, like a Today type thing.
Right. And you were uncomfortable.
Man, I'm so uncomfortable. Just the whole thing where you have to sit so close to each other. But the other thing was, like, they brought in, we're supposed to interview these people, and they brought in this lady who was a feng shui expert.
Okay.
I don't really buy it.
All right. And feng shui
is... There was a lot of new age stuff that I just don't subscribe to.
Right.
As a skeptic with that regard to that. So I just try to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
They asked serious questions too, like, what about the energy force come through the house? And I said, well, my mounted donkey heads on the wall, how does that interact with the life force thing? And I thought it was a joke.
She didn't think that was funny.
Not
at
all.
Not at all. Okay.
And then I said something about, you know, socks on the floor and how does that influence the flow?
So you basically just mocked the whole interview.
But I wasn't. And I was trying to be good-natured about it and just trying to be like that meathead guy or something. And
Nope. They never asked you back, did they?
No, okay. They didn't. It was It was real awkward. Now, I should tell you this. Sherry was just on a radio show. Well, not our show. Mm-hmm. You were being interviewed.
Yeah. It was actually TV.
And it, this was not... It was a TV show. Yeah. Sorry. But it, this was just this week.
Yes.
And it wasn't a quote-unquote Christian show.
It was not, no.
So you're there to talk about the play you're doing, and it's about race and the church.
And then you're faced with this thing, okay, do I interject my faith into it? And I was like, you know what? Yes, I have to, because I don't know how. First of all, that's who I am. Second of all the themes that I'm using, they don't work without Jesus. So I don't actually know what to say without him. And you know what? I figured I'm going to talk about Jesus and why this is important, and then they can determine whether they want to run the segment or not.
It was recorded?
It was.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Rats. No, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm sure you did a great job with it. I think you're right. Like, if it's, I have the same problem with the TED Talk coming up. So I got to talk about forgiveness. Well, that's, and I have shared this with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a function of me believing in Jesus.
Right, right.
This is why I feel like I have to forgive, because I've been forgiven.
Mm.
There's still benefits for people.
Right.
To forgive, even if they're not believers.
Right.
And they still have great points and things like, but that's, this is where I'm coming from. So it's got to be, I'm going to have to say it. Pretty sure I'm old, and I know this now because I look at what's trending on Twitter or whatever.
And you don't know anything about it?
Yeah, I'm like, who's Brie Larson?
Okay.
Who's Cal Nishikorov or whatever?
I don't know that I know. I don't know. The first name I did, the second name I don't.
Eventually, by the eighth person on the list, I'm like, I don't know who anybody is.
Who am I?
I'm like that old... That's how you become that old guy in the chair going, who is everybody? What are you guys talking about? I don't understand any of this. Any of it. It's so true. You're going to wind up really frustrated for the rest of your life if you're expecting people to be something that they're not. And there's people who do this all the time. They can know them for decades. You're, not to get too personal, can we say this?
We can say
in generic
that,
terms?
In generic terms, yes, that my mom was saying about someone, I can't believe they, and we said, you can't believe it. How can you not believe it? They've been doing this for decades.
Literally. Over 50 years.
Yes, literally decades. And why can you not believe it?
They've never been any different.
Right. And so I said, well, you have to accept it. I can't. Well, if you don't, it's just going to be frustration.
Right.
Because they're being who they are.
Now, this is, in this case, is not that big of a deal.
Right.
It's just a personality trait. But the other thing is, like, it's not like you're giving up hope with somebody. Well, you're saying there's no hope. This person will never change. No, there is hope. There's always hope. When God is actually in the mix, because he's real. But there's a difference between hope and expectation.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect somebody to be anything other than what they've been for the last 50 years or 20 or 10, or they've been this way since you've known them. Like, you can still hope, but you need to change your expectation to be, yeah, they are what they're acting like. That's a pretty good indication of how they're going to act in the future. Look, there are a lot of ways to realize that you're getting old. And this can happen to you when you're 22.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa, talking about something nobody understands what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. I just mentioned I looked at the Twitter trending list. I'm like, who's that? Who's that? Who's what are you talking about? I don't understand any of this. You become that angry guy.
Yes. That's
frustrated because you doesn't
know. The world's
know.
Passing him by.
That's exactly what it feels like. It's so disorienting. You start to understand that. Like, why are they... like, so disoriented. Like, well, I don't know what's going on.
Or things that people don't know about that were important to you. Like, I had one of my kids was interviewing me for their college newspaper. And an answer to a question, I used a Rob Bass line from that that was popular back in my day. You know, it was a rap song. And I said it, and I fell out laughing. And it took about 30 seconds to realize. She's looking at me with this blank face like, I don't know what in the world they're talking about. And I thought, man, am I old.
I did it yesterday on the show. I caught it. Did you catch it?
What?
Because I've talked about how people could call and leave a voicemail. And I said, just leave something on our answering machine.
Yeah. No, I didn't catch
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I realized, answering machine. What does that sound like to people? Answering machine. To us, it's just, well, yeah.
Yeah. But other people are like, they have a machine.
A machine that answers. Yeah. It's just little stuff like that.
Just so old.
Yeah. It's called voicemail rant. So this is interesting. The Washington Post has this article about churches trying to attract young people, I guess, teenagers, people in their early 20s, struggling to do it. Like, we got to attract people to this thing, to our programs, our ministries, or whatever. They found that young people are not looking for cool. They're not looking for hip. They're looking for things like belonging, hospitality, caring, welcoming, authenticity, being real. Now, all those things can become buzzwords too, but what the article in the Post was saying is that the researchers are saying there's something about warmth that attracts people. There's something about warmth, which obviously by definition is not cool. And it's really what people want rather than going, look how hip we are. The same thing happens. I even tweeted this. I'll probably get in trouble for it, but I wrote this, look, radio people trying to be hip and cool. Nobody buys it. Like, I can come on here. I do it as a joke sometimes, but be like, yo, what's up? Like,
right.
That's not me.
And it's really easy to see through very quickly.
Totally.
Yeah.
So what they don't need is somebody else going, see, I'm hip and young and cool too. Because
they don't need what they are. They need what they need.
It dawned on me too. And you've done youth ministry too. Mm-hmm. Like, they got enough teenagers.
Oh, yes. I learned that very early. I'm not your buddy. I'm actually what you need.
Actually what you need.
Yeah.
And it may mean that you don't always want to hang out with me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the price of being who you actually need. Goodness, enough with the cool stuff, enough with the trying to be hip.
They already
creepy.
Know that you're not. They've identified
exactly.
It clearly that we're not that.
The world is full of cool, and we've had it with cool. We really have. Mm-hmm. Like, but they found doing this study, like, it's warmth. People are looking to be welcomed, and they want to belong to someone. Mm-hmm. They want to sit down and eat with people who aren't trying to be hip and cool. No more facade. My goodness, we're up to our ears in marketing and stuff. So how about you just be you and be loving towards people and walk towards Jesus together? Maybe that would be the attractive thing. But maybe we try to be so cool. Just an idea. Maybe we're trying to be so cool because we're underselling in our heads. We have to sell. Mm. We shouldn't be selling. Underrating the idea that Jesus can attract people. Not everybody's going to want to, but a lot of people do. And he even said, if you raise me up, I will attract men to me. There's so much about his character. There's so much about who he actually is, the things he said, how he's so countercultural in the most wonderful, freeing ways. Like, if we know him, we'll be freed from ourselves. I mean, there's so much good about who he is and what he did for us. Like, people are going to be drawn to that. But I think sometimes we undersell that and we try to sell us. Big NFL weekend, of course, this weekend. Season kicked off last night. I just had my fantasy football draft thing, and that is a guilt-inducing.
Why?
Just because I know...
Oh, your players get hurt. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I got to pick somebody, and just to know this person's going to suffer some debilitating ACL tear...
Just because they're on the Brand Hansen team.
Just because they're on my team.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If I pick guys from your favorite team, I'm sorry about that.
Maybe send them a note in a nice fruit basket and let them know you appreciate
good idea.
Them. Yeah. Just
it's
be
a
nice
good idea.
About
some,
it.
Sure. Some activities that they can play while they're recovering.
What's up
in a cap? Yeah. Some games. They can play with people who come visit Uno, stuff like that. That's a good idea.
That's thoughtful.
That is very thoughtful. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brand and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.